Hi everyone, I am now back after my sailing trip, and I just thought I'd do a bit of an update on how it went. I went on Saturday the 23rd of August, and I went on the train from here to Southampton, which meant changing at Newport. So I kind of knew half the train journey, because I go to uni in Newport, so I was used to that particular part. So then I had to go from Newport to Southampton, which was fine, it all went well. Booked assistance for the journey, so that all went to plan. And then from Southampton I had to get a taxi to the harbour where the ship Tenacious, which is the name of the ship I was going on, which is where the ship was. So I got in a taxi, and we had a bit of paper. It was a bit like a pass thing, really, that the taxi driver had to put in his window to show that, you know, I had permission to be there. Initially, it was a bit hard to kind of get to where we needed to go, but I made sure that I was quite early, so that you know, if anything went wrong, that, you know, I'd be. You know, I could get another train, or, you know, so there was no rush or whatever. So I got there really early, and then I got on the ship, because the taxi driver kind of dropped me off, and they were a bit sort of abrupt with me because I was early. So I felt a bit weird about that. And the buddy system, there's meant to be like a buddy system on this trip where you kind of matched up, and it wasn't very well organised at all. I didn't get to know my buddy till, well, I didn't even get to meet my buddy till quite late on in that first day. So I kind of was a bit stranded. And even though I asked somebody about the system, they said, oh, yeah, we'll sort that out. And of course, you know, it was all a bit disorganised in that way. On the whole, I'd say I had a really good time, really enjoyed it. The people made it for me. They were absolutely lovely people. I'd say for somebody that's totally blind, I'd say there is a limit to what is possible to do independently without any sighted help. I don't know whether this is linked to the fact that I've never had sight. It very well might be. So conceptually, I find certain things quite hard to grasp. Like, they were trying to teach me how to do stuff with ropes and things like that, you know, during the week, and trying to explain to me certain conceptual ideas about what the ropes were pulling. And I also struggled to get around the ship, because it's quite a big ship. I think if I'd been there for, I don't know, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and if I'd been given a proper orientation, and if there'd been the time to actually have a navigation, you know, a few navigation sessions around the ship, I probably could have done it. But to be honest, there wasn't a time. We were so busy that there was not the time to do what I would have liked to have done. Because I think I decided early on, really, that there was so much information to take on, because we had, you know, health and safety talks and all this sort of thing going on the first day. So it was all very, very busy. And I made the decision, I think, quite early on, that I think learning my way around the ship was probably not as essential as it could be, because there were quite a few people around, you know, there were quite a lot of, you know, people who would be happy to guide me and things. I regret that decision now a bit, I think. I think I'd have liked to have maybe focused a bit more on that. But I think at the time, I felt so overwhelmed, generally, with meeting new people, with, you know, working out who my buddy was, with understanding what we were doing in regards to sailing, with understanding the watch, because we were in watches, which were like groups where we had to kind of do stuff together, that I guess at that particular point, it wasn't a priority for me at that time. Also, I think I realised later on in the voyage that when the ship's sailing, it's really hard to navigate anyway. It's really, really difficult to walk around the inside of the ship anyway. You know, you can't, it's hard to keep your balance. So to find your way, it would be a bit of a nightmare. We didn't do as much sailing as we hoped, because the weather was quite you know, there was not really very many winds, and it was quite quiet on that front, which meant that we anchored up quite a lot and stopped off at Dartmouth as well. So in regards to sailing time, there wasn't really as much done as we had hoped. I think we were hoping to have gone to France or Belgium, but we didn't. We couldn't do that. We had to get into Falmouth, which is where we were based, you know, where the voyage finished, really. We had to get there earlier because there was a regatta going on, and we didn't realise but until the last minute. But they had asked the captain to get us in for the Wednesday afternoon. So that was a shame, because originally we meant to get in on the Thursday, so we'd have had more sort of time to sort of do things and more time to sail in different places, possibly. So we were all a bit disappointed with that. There were a few things that could have been dealt with much better. I won't go on about them because, you know, I don't want to be too negative, but I am going to write a letter and give some feedback, I think, to the organisation. you know, in hopefully a positive and constructive way. But I think if any totally blind people are considering doing it, I would say there is a limit to what you can do. Steering, I'd say doing the helm, which is when you steer the ship, is probably the best bit. It was the bit I really loved. And I also enjoyed climbing up the mast as well and going on the bowsprit at the front of the boat. They were good fun. But in terms of the actual activities, you know, regarding sailing, the helming bit was brilliant because there was a talking compass. So that was really, really cool and really accessible. But everything else, opposed to kind of going in the kitchen and washing up, which is what I did do on my part of my one of my watches, was you know, they were pretty much the only thing really that I could do. I mean, yeah, okay, I could join in and pull a couple of ropes with people, but there wasn't the time to really orientate myself with what I was meant to be doing, really. I think if you're into sailing, if you've done it before, if you understand conceptually what you're doing, if you are, if you, because there was a guy there that had a bit of sight. I'm just going to see how much time I got. All right. Okay, I've got 2.5 minutes. Yeah, so there's a guy with a bit of sight, and he'd had sight before, and he had quite a good bit of sight, much more than me, obviously, because I haven't got any at all. And he was able to find his way around the ship. So in a way, I do think a tiny bit of sight makes a massive difference on that particular thing, especially when it comes to kind of being in groups and having to do different things with ropes and tie different knots and things like that. You know, it's you get taught, and then you kind of have to do it. So it's kind of, there's not the time really to, I guess, you know, I guess practice is what the word I want to use. There's not the time. You know, you're in there, you're thrown in, you're doing it. So there were times when I did feel quite disabled, for want of a better word, you know, more disabled than perhaps some of the others who, you know, okay, they were in wheelchairs, they couldn't maybe walk or whatever, but they understood some of the principles. So I had a great time. The people made it. I think I met some lovely, lovely, lovely people. And I think if I hadn't met them, it might not have been so good. I think the people were the thing that just made the whole experience top notch, really. The rest, I'm not sure. I don't know if I'd do it again. Good experience. I'd recommend someone does it. But I was a bit, you know, I was a bit disappointed with some of the, you know, the organisational aspects and so on. I was also a bit seasick as well, so that wasn't so great. And quite a few people were as well. 51 seconds. Oh, I've got 51 seconds. So I'm going to actually post this now, and I might do another boo later on. But I just thought I'd update you all on how things went. And if there's anybody with any questions, then do ask, and I will try and answer you. But I better go, because I'm going to get cut off. All right then. Bye-bye.